catching you up on everything you might have missed. It's the Christy and Bodge podcast on Hit FM.
Hello and welcome to the Christy and Bodge catch-up podcast. This show was incredible, Christy. It didn't go anywhere near as planned.
What a weird morning. What started as a confession sort of made the entire Mid-North Coast go on this wild goose chase.
Yeah, we didn't expect the influx of messages and calls from people around the Mid-North Coast, but particularly around Paul Macquarie. We'll get into it very shortly, but my goodness, what started as a very simple confession about one person has turned into the biggest. It was a treasure hunt in the end, because we got the treasure, but how we got there was just incredible. So have a listen. Here's the Christy and Bodge Catch Up Podcast.
The Mid-North Coast gets up with Christy and Bodge.
On Hit FM. I'm feeling a little bit embarrassed to admit this, Bodge, but I have a bit of a crush.
Mm.
And I don't know how to act on it and how to deal with it. So I'm kind of
first thing I do, going to you for advice. First thing I do is tell your long-term partner it's not working out.
No, it's working out. It's fine. But this is just a crush. I don't know whether or not I need to take it any further than just leaving it as a crush. But look, since last week, I've been seeing this person every day. Mm. Each and every day. We don't speak, though. We just see each other. It's one of those exchanges. And look, so all last week, I've been driving through these roadworks when I leave work.
I know who it is.
Heading home.
I know who it is.
Okay, go.
Is it the woman with the amazingly massive, beautiful smile?
Yep.
That holds up the lollipop sign?
I have never seen a lollipop lady, and I mean lady, as in a woman.
What's the official name of them? Traffic control people?
The ones that hold the stop sign, the big stick. Mm. She has so much sass and that infectious smile of hers.
I like that.
Have you seen, yeah. Oh my gosh, I look forward to it each and every day, getting up to these roadworks. And the sad reality is that I get stopped by the old mate at the first end, wait for him to call us through. And I don't have to stop and look at her because I just go past her on the other side. I feel like turning back around just so I can go through the stop sign and sit there and wait for her. Because to describe how she stands, she's got the stick, the big stop sign stick, has the little hip.
It's like she's listening to music. It's like she's listening to music. That's how she stands.
Has the little hip leaned into the stick. And then if she was wearing heels, that heel will be planted right into the ground and then the toes pointing up, and she has got it like swagger. But this is the thing. I feel like she treats me different to everybody else.
No, she doesn't.
She treats me. She gives me so much more than she gives anybody else.
That's not true.
I drive past and there's always cars ahead of me and I watch her. She gives them a little cheeky wave, just a little one with a smile. I come in because I've got to remind you, I'm in the big rig. I'm in the old patrol, got all the four-wheel drive gear on it.
I understand.
It looks like a bloke's car. However, it looks like an old man's car because it's got the grandpa number plates.
Right.
It looks like I'm this hot dude coming towards her. So she gives me the little hip movements and the
I get that too.
No, you don't. I feel like we need to drive out of here together this afternoon and see if she gives me a little bit more.
This
is what I mean. I've got a crush on her.
But hang on. So, wait, she's going to see your tiny little frame poking up over the steering wheel because you're only 5'1".
She can't see who's driving.
You don't know that.
But you can't because everyone says it to me. They never know it's me driving. They think it's Michael because the reflection on the – because it's a very straight up and down windscreen. You cannot see into that vehicle.
Well, then that doesn't sound very safe.
No, it is safer. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to drive it. It's got to be passed to be able to be legally on the road. But no, you can't see into the vehicle. So she doesn't know that I'm this little blonde thing.
Well, maybe not being able to see your face it makes it a lot easier. Maybe she's seeing a reflection on the thing going, hey, good looking, what's going on?
Well, that's the dilemma I've got. Is she waving at me because of the vehicle so she thinks I'm some hot dude? Or does she actually know that I'm this little blonde thing? So I feel like this afternoon maybe I need to test it.
Well, look, you've come to me for advices. I'm going to give you my advices.
Give me your advice.
All right. I think you stay away from that area altogether.
Oh, so you can act on it?
Stay away from her. She's mine. You go the highway or whatever it is, the other road, and I'll continue to get my wave. And I'll continue to blare my music so that she hears and thinks it's cool.
No.
She's a fan of Barbie Girl by Aqua, I'm telling you right now.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Did you notice on the weekend a big change since, obviously, ScoMo's come out to say that step one of easing restrictions is coming into place. Obviously, the premiers of our states had to implement them at different times. But did you notice a big difference over the weekend?
I didn't, because I was at home still.
Oh, well, so you're practicing safe things.
Mm. I mean, I don't go out anyway, so I mean, it's pretty easy for me. I mean,
you're a homebody.
Naturally, I'm an introvert when I'm not on the show.
No, well, one thing I did see, other than the fact that from literally Friday, the township of Port Macquarie was packed with people, cars everywhere. Oh. There's people at shopping centres. I was going out to get supplies and stuff. And I did go paddleboarding and things, so hence why I saw a lot of people out and about.
But the paddleboarding's exercise, you're allowed to do it.
It's exactly.
It's not something you're not allowed to do. Was there any signs of things that you people doing that they could do?
Oh, well, there was one thing outside of a supermarket. You see one person walk out, another lady coming into the supermarket. They're a fair way away, yelling out at each other, "I haven't seen you for ages." And what do they do? Go up and cuddle each other. Or people doing posts about, "Cool, now I can have 5 people come into my house. Which 5 shall I get?"
Well, we're allowed to, though, are we?
Can, but it's the point that it's like, unless you need a reason, why are they all of a sudden just going, "Cool,
I see what it is. So it's the cavalier nature. It's like, basically, now that the things are unrestricted or becoming looser, and I know that Gladys said that this Friday, apparently, is when we will start to see some changes here. And
up to
some
5
easing
visitors.
Yeah, my neighbours are always having people over on the weekend. They don't give us stuff.
Yeah, they don't care about the rules.
I'm not saying that it's something I condone, but, you know, it's not going to change my life greatly. I'm going to be doing the same thing, playing video games, drinking cups of tea, eating little chocky bickies, pretending that I'm doing everything I can to not be fat.
But this is the thing. I feel like, yes, these restrictions are going to ease from this Friday with outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people. Cafes and restaurants can seat 10 patrons. Yeah, up to 5 visitors at a household. Weddings up to 10 guests. Indoor funerals up to 20 mourners. Outdoor funerals up to 30. Religious gatherings and places of worship up to 10. And use of outdoor equipment with caution. I feel like people are already just acting upon that now, going out and just going, "Oh, well, it's going to ease. Let's just do what we used to do."
Did you have anything on funerals there? Have you got any
details? Yeah, outdoor funerals up to 30 mourners and indoor funerals up to 20 mourners.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad
outdoor pools open with restrictions.
See, that's one I don't like. That's one I don't like, because when we went to school, right, now everyone knows that children I don't want to say grotty, but, you know, you pick up lots of stuff.
Yeah,
if someone's sick at school, everyone gets sick at school. Mm-hmm. Teachers are in the firing line. That's why schools should have been shut down ages ago.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just the way it is. And then you go down to a pool and then you see a Band-Aid or something in there and you go, "Oh, it's not going to be a good day." Next thing you know, a couple of days later, you got a cough because someone had a cough at the pool. Or someone's peed in it, and you're just, "Oh, no, I've got the hepatitis, Mum."
That's why we need that that blue dye like you see in the movies when the dads are peeing in the pool.
Wake up.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I'm in despair because I've heard a troubling tale of a young woman who's doing it real tough with, obviously, the COVID-19 restrictions in Queensland, and she's not doing too well. She just wants to get out. She just wants to make a living. She just wants to make a living. And she's taken to her social media to you know, to tell her story, and it's really, really sad. So her name is Billy Beaver. May or may not be her real name.
Billy Beaver.
But it's gone too far for her and her 100,000 fans on Instagram. And she took to him to tell that she just wants to be able to take her clothes off and make some honest money. And here's what she had to say.
"I can't, like, work. And even if I was to go back to work, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, go work at the strip club, which they're all closed down as well.
Oh.
They're all closed. Like, all the strip clubs are closed. Like, I've got nothing else going for me. Like, I have no other talent. Like, I've got nothing else. I can't dance. I can't sing. I can't do anything. So, like, I don't understand. Like, what am I supposed to do? They really just don't know what to do. I just want everything to go back to normal so people can keep subscribing to my OnlyFans."
Oh, to her OnlyFans account. All of a sudden, it's, "Please subscribe to my OnlyFans account where you can pay money to see my boobies."
She was, prior to that video, clearly putting gel in her eyes to make the tears look real. Help me. Help me.
I don't want to be an adult anymore.
You know what? She's fooled you too. She's got you to watch it.
No, well, I watched the
Are
video.
You gonna subscribe,
it was, no, of course
now?
Not. I don't have that stupid app. But I tell you what, it is incredible. She's complaining that she's got no other skill sets except for the fact that she looks good and she takes her clothes off for money. I'm not shaming her for it. I'm just saying if that's all you've got, then maybe you weren't putting your time in. You know that old story about the little ant fella and the grasshopper, right?
Yeah, right.
You heard that story?
No.
All right, I'll tell you. This is a brilliant story. You've got the ant who's working hard with his mates. They're getting all this food, and this grasshopper's like, oh, it's a beautiful day. I'm hot. I'm a grasshopper. I'm enjoying the sunshine, taking selfies and all that. The little ant is getting all this food, and he's like, yeah, I'm just making sure that we're stocked up, all that sort of stuff. You know, my skill sets are all, you know, I've got some manual labor with the other guys here, and, you know, we're all making sure that we're prepared just in case, but also making sure that we've got enough. And the grasshopper's like, nah, another selfie there, going to enjoy myself. Winter comes round, and grasshopper obviously didn't prepare, got too many selfies, but the ants don't want to look at the selfies because they're, you know, they're holed up inside because it's too cold outdoors. So what happens? Grasshopper dies. Because what did he do? He wasted his time taking selfies, not caring about what could happen. So ant fellas were all like, you know, well, we're inside, we'd let him in, but that would mean we'd have to, like, excavate the hole and make new space, and we haven't got time to do that. He can't even get through the mound because the little hole is too small, so...
Did you ask the ants and the grasshopper this?
I'm just saying that what she should have done is probably... And I didn't finish school in the best of ways, but look, I'm making do. I ended up on the radio. Any idiot can end up on the radio.
So you're the ant and Miss Crying Chicky Babe over there is the grasshopper?
No, I just think, and I shouldn't play it down. It is a big deal, all right? But if you're having a cry to 100,000 social media fans and saying, please subscribe to my OnlyFans account because I can't strip for you, I got nothing for you. Couldn't give a stuff. Nice boobs on her, but that's about it. Yeah. There's nothing between her ears.
Get on up. Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Christy, something that happened this morning has, it's continued in a way we didn't expect it to. You revealed a crush of yours upon leaving work. Someone you see along the road makes you happy.
I know. It's one of those things that I was a little bit embarrassed about sharing because I didn't think that you would take me too seriously about it. But by a crush, I mean, look, I'm probably not going to act upon it, but it's something I look forward to each and every day and have done all last week. Yeah. Turns out, and this is what makes me a little bit annoyed, I'm not the only one that's got a crush.
No, well, no. You were only halfway through telling me who it was, and I went,
you knew,
I know
straight
exactly
away
who you're talking about.
A set of roadworks that we both drive through, and there is a lovely lollipop lady that has the most infectious smile, and she gives you a big wave each time we drive through, and I feel that she gives me a little bit more than anybody else.
Well I wave to all of them. I give them all, depending on who they are. If they're a guy, give them a little tip, you know, just like a, you know.
I do
like
the nod.
Nod, yeah, that little blokey thing.
But and if a wink.
If I see a you know, someone that looks, it doesn't even have to be female. If I see someone that looks like they might be happy-go-lucky, even if they're a worker, I'll give them a little wave. Just go, how's it going?
Yeah, but this woman, the way she holds that big stop sign stick and leans into it, she's got sass. And that smile makes me much more happier every time I leave work.
You're not the only one. We got a couple of messages on our Facebook page. If you do know her, by the way, and you will know who we're talking about, we don't know her, but she's got an infectious smile and that she moves like she's listening to music almost.
With the swag of the hip.
I've also been tipped off about some code that gets used as well between lollipop people or traffic controllers or whatever you want to call them. We'll go into that shortly
Oh my gosh, you've just revealed something. I've got a scanner. I've got a UHF. I can scan their channel. So next time I go through there, I'm going to be listening out for this code. But yeah, look, if you do know the woman that we're talking about, 13, 12, 16, have you too got a crush? And don't mean creepy. We mean the fact that you love looking forward to driving through those roadworks every day.
People's day. Right, let's get into our quarantine for this morning.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Bodge.
On Hit FM. We've been talking about the lollipop lady who has been brightening people's their days. I leave work from about, 2 or 3 o'clock, same as you, and if there's anything that's going to make me feel happy, it's going home and having a sleep. But I find myself driving down the road and seeing her smiley face waving at me, and I'm like, oh, I'm happy again. No road rage. She cured me of road rage.
Well, hang on. This is my little story, because I revealed to you this morning that I had a crush on this lollipop lady, and I'm not being creepy. It's just because of her infectious smile, and you never pointed this out to me. You didn't rave about the beautiful thing that this woman does as brightening people's days, and I told about you, and now everyone is jumping on the bandwagon going, oh, I love this chick. She's amazing. She makes my day so much better.
Well, we've got Elle on the line from Sovereign Hills. Elle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning to you. Now, you gave us a call to give us a... Now, this could be bordering on stalking, Christy, but we're doing it in the most loving way possible. Apparently, she's getting set up for the day.
Oh.
She's setting up.
She's there, ready, waiting.
Yeah, so you ready to shine that smile.
So you drove past us before, did you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and Elle, do you know who she is?
No idea. She just brightens my day too.
But you see, you knew who we were talking about, though.
Oh, no, sorry, yes, I know. Every day, drive past her every day. She's awesome.
So does she give you the little wave? Does she give you a little bit of a dance? Christy thinks she's the only one that gets this special treatment.
Because of my car.
Well, I've never got a dance, but a massive wave all the time, and the kids are in the car, and she's, like, looking through to make sure she can see them and wave to them, and she's the best.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're doing this morning, Christy. We're putting it out there for those people that brighten up your day. And do you know what? It's not part of her job. This is extra. She's giving us extra, isn't she, Elle?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, so we need to reward this by stalking her movements this morning. And Christy, I'm seriously thinking about sending you out to go find
her. You don't even need to tell me what to do. I already have it in my mind that when I leave here, straight away when we get off air,
I'm going during the show.
I'm so going to put the UHF scanner on and figure out who she is. I'm just concerned, Bodge. I am just concerned because I do want to reveal that she makes me feel happier each and every day, and that I do have a crush. But I feel like because of my rig, as in the car, she thinks I'm a bloke.
This is a full-blown crush, this is.
Yeah. So when she realises that it's a woman, not my partner driving the vehicle, because who knows, that could be his girlfriend. Maybe she thinks it's him.
Well, I'm just saying, Christy, is I think she gives everyone the same love.
Nah.
And I think that you're just a little bit sort of egotistical about it, whereas Elle and I both know that the love gets shared between many people.
So when I go down there and she goes, it's because of your hot grandpa rig. That's why I give you a little bit more when you drive through every day. I'm talking about my car.
Yeah,
that's what I mean
by
grandpa
rig. For those
that
do need context, her car's called Grandpa and the number plate says Grandpa as well.
And it's at a big four-wheel drive and it looks like an old bloke's car. That's
well, like I said, I've never got a dance before, so you might be the lucky one.
All right, well, Christy's going to go out shortly, I think, and we'll keep this going, I think, this morning, this theme.
I'm going to get embarrassed.
If you know the happy lollipop lady that... I would say she works. Is it men at work? We just get in touch with them. Why don't we just call them up? They're friends of ours.
Should we reveal where she is?
No, let's do that next. All right, Elle, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You have a lovely day, okay?
Bye.
All right, Christy, you will be going out very shortly, I think, because I want you to, like, you've got, what's it, UHT? Is that the name of your radio?
Not milk, UHT milk. No, it's a UHF radio.
Whatever.
Silly.
I was one letter off. All right. Okay. We'll do this next. We'll find out what's going on. We'll get a little bit more intel. We've got a few more people messaging through on Facebook to tell us, yes, she brightens our day. I've seen her here. I've seen her there. I've seen her here.
Who is this woman?
We could have, if we wanted to, on our wall, one of those maps, you know those crazy people that try and piece together murders and they've got the string from one place to another? We got so many different locations that she's been seen at that we could put one of those together. But we'll talk about it more in depth in just a bit.
We're not stalkers.
I think you're going to be a stalker this morning, my girl. You are going to be a stalker.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Oh, dear, Christy, you have, you're in love with this happy lollipop lady. It's just a little crush, not like I mean every time we touch. You can't get enough of her. You cannot get enough of her.
Despite those lyrics say every time we touch, but it's every time we look at each other.
Driving past her, yeah.
Yes, so yeah. When I go through the roadworks, and I love looking forward to finishing work each and every day. And it's only been a week since I've met her. And I love
you haven't
nothing
met her.
More.
You haven't
than,
met her yet.
Oh, I have in passing, and she gives me so much more than she gives everybody else when I drive past
Doubtful.
Her. And it seems
Doubtful.
That everyone else now has a crush on this woman because I've revealed all.
Okay. Well, we got Scotty on the line. Scotty, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, you feel the same way as I do. She brightens up your day. But last time you saw her was at another set of roadworks, and you were upset. Most people get happy when the roadworks are done.
Oh, no, I loved going to work, you know, like every morning I'd even go early just in case I missed her and I had to turn around and come back. I just really loved it because it just made my day. She was so smiley and happy. It was like every time I think, oh, you know, you've got something going on at work or whatever, think of this woman and just how happy she is to be at work and in how much she enjoys it, I assume.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's the infectious smile.
It was so lovely, just a little smile, little jig on the side of the road. And and even if she was on the other side of the road, I'd go up around the roundabout and turn around and come back. So I was on the side of the road.
Now, I was talking to our newsreader just before, Scotty, and he was like, you're a little bit creepy, Bodge, talking about this. I'm like, no, it's not that. It's not. This isn't to be creepy. This
it's
is
not about her looks. It's about her attitude and personality.
Yeah, it's literally when I'm leaving home, to go home, I'm normally knackered and I'm dishevelled and I'm just ready for bed. And then I go past her and I'm pepped up and I'm like, I don't know who this woman is. I don't know who this woman is, but she's made my day and my day is meant to be over.
Exactly. She's beautiful. She just, I don't know, just made me feel so good. Yeah, going to work and coming home. So I hope that, you know, like every time I'd get out off work, I'd rush out to try and go that way to just to make sure I could see it, just to sort of make myself happy.
Scott, you make me feel better knowing, though, that someone else out there has turned back around just to go and see you, because that's one thing that I've been a little bit hesitant about, because I've not actually had to pull up right behind her when she's had the stop sign on. She's always had to slow. She's on the other side. So I've wanted to turn back around just so I can stop next to her so she can give me that little dance and the extra wave and I can say g'day. But I do feel better about that. So now I feel the confidence to go out there and say something to her.
I don't believe I'm creepy, but I used to slow down a little bit just so, you know, the stop sign would stop when I got there. You know. And I don't believe I'm creepy.
No. Do you know what? Before this show finishes today, we will have her on the show.
I just want to know her name.
Lovely.
We will have her on. I don't know who she is, but we will do it. She's not too far from us, so I'll get Chris to go find her.
And I think it's about time she's been recognised because, I mean, she's been doing it for a long time, obviously. Yeah. It was quite a while ago that I saw her in Kuala Street. And I hadn't seen her, haven't seen her since. And I just thought, so infectious, you know, it just makes your day. Just you feel so happy with yourself,
We need to thank her for what she's done to perk us all up.
You know, speaking of traffic, Scotty, we've got a traffic reporter who's a little ginger fella named Alex Strawn, and he's a good kid. Does he make your day as well?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's a shame because he's the traffic with Alex. The
one to get up. A fresh way to get up. Christian Barge on
Hit FM. Did you know, and I'm not saying this is the case here, but apparently with traffic control at roadworks, there's a little code that's used between...
Like lingo?
Between female traffic controllers. This is what I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not. We'll have it confirmed later on.
Is this about how they rate?
Well, no. I'll tell you. You could guess a million things, but this one I did not see coming. So what happens is apparently if you've got a lady on either side, and I dare say the guys would have their own system.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the one lady who stopped cars will go onto the microphone and go, nice seat covers. And then they'll leave it for a little bit longer so she can have a little perv on the hottie that is waiting to go through. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's one-way traffic. It's just the little lane that they make. So That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. I've just been told that this morning. I'd love to hope it's true.
Well, the thing is...
Although I've never been stopped for too long.
No.
So...
Well, it hasn't been two women when I've gone past our lovely lady. It's been a man that stops us and then the lady at the end. I would like to know what code I get.
Maybe the guy stops you and goes, let this one through. Let this one through. And then I come up and all of a sudden it's, have you seen his wheel trims?
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
There's a lot of messaging going on. A lot of people are reaching out and getting in touch and letting us know that the happy lollipop lady, and that's how we know her this morning. We don't know her by any other name at the moment.
The big smile and the brunette hair and the sway of the hips every time you go through the roadworks where she's working.
This is true. So it's brightened everyone's morning. That's the only reason we're talking about. But we get calls as well. Hello, good morning. Who have we got there?
Oh, g'day, Bodge. It's Ross. How are you, mate?
Hey, Ross, what can we do for you, mate?
Mate, I'm pretty sure it's one of our lovely ladies, Crystal Tahi Tahi. Sorry, Ross from Men at Work.
Ross. Hey, mate, what's going on?
Ross, that's all I wanted to know was a name.
Oh, well, there you go. No, it's Crystal, and she's, I'm assuming, I'm hoping, that I've got the right radio show, the right traffic control, location.
Hang on, Ross. You will be able to know that this is her. So she has the sway of the hip, leans into the post, and then she puts the foot out, and she gives you a little bit of, a cheeky sway of the hips and the big wave, the big smile.
Mm.
That's definitely our Crystal, who's been getting lots of good feedback
for a long time.
Now, I will say, Ross, you've actually got two lovely ladies that do it. I drive past a lot, and there's two ladies that do it, and they're both lovely, lovely girls. It's just this is definitely the one that does a little jig, though. You know, she's got, the sunglasses on. All right,
that's the one. Yes.
So there we go. We've zeroed in a little bit. Christy's been a very stalkerish one this morning. I think she's going to go out and try and find her. Is that right?
Ross, I feel like she gives me a little bit more than she does to any other motorist on the road because I'm always behind other cars. So when they go through, she does just a little wave. But for me, and I don't know if it's because she thinks I'm a bloke in the vehicle that I drive or she knows that I'm a little blonde in this big rig, this big four-wheel drive, and loves it. So does she kind of favour to more people than not? Because I want to know if she really likes me.
I don't know which way to go there with that one, sorry.
No,
I'm not being creepy, I promise
like
you.
I said, Ross.
A little crush, she makes my day.
It
could be a driver crush, who knows?
Yeah,
it could be a new term. Hashtag driver crush.
Yeah, I think Christy needs to be, just sort of locked in a room for a little while. But look, Ross, thank you for letting us know. You're all right if we have a chat to her this morning, if we get in touch. Is that all right?
Yeah, mate, don't. If she's on the bat, mate, make sure she's here. Don't try and talk to her if she's on the bat. Sorry, the stop slow bat, but I'm using terminology.
While we have got you, we've been calling her the happy lollipop lady. We have no idea what the...
traffic controller.
Oh,
traffic controller.
Okay. The happy traffic controller.
Lollipop lady is something that sounds like something out of Willy Wonka.
They're the ones that do the pedestrians at schools, the school crossing. So they're not the same as the traffic controllers.
Different qualification, interestingly enough. And different when you're in a different location every day and different speed limits. But everyone, please slow down when you're going through any of those sites. And it doesn't matter if it's ours or anyone else's.
Slow down extra for Crystal.
Oh, come on. You need to be put away, Christy. Ross, thank you for the chat, mate. Christy,
no worries, Butch.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ross.
Christy, you are now banned from going to go and find her because I can't trust you around her now.
No, I want to because my name's Christy and her name's Crystal KK. They go together.
Well, I've got a couple of messages here. I've got one from Alison who said that she used to work with her and she said, yep, it is Crystal. And then I've got here from Luke. Hi, Christy and Bodge. In relation to the lollipop lady, there is actually two of them that wave and smile at everybody. And then he's given details as to which one we're talking about. And yes, he's absolutely right. So there we go. Right. Can I trust you to drive past her and to not be a creep?
Come on, I'm a little blonde thing. You can't be creeped out by me. But if you are listening, Crystal, you know that it's me coming because I'm in the big... champagne looking four-wheel drive with all the gear on it and the number plates, Grandpa. You cannot miss me, but I can assure you I'm a woman, not an old man that's driving it.
Okay, well, why don't you lean out the window and just say, I love you. I love you. I've always loved you. I've always had this crush on you. Oh. It's just a little
crush. Get Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Only Bodge here in the studio at the moment. Christy is out and about. All morning this morning, she has been on one. She has been absolutely on one. No joke, it has been bedlam in here. Christy went on about how she was in love with this traffic controller, and before she'd even told me where this traffic controller was, I knew the one she was talking about. She's on the line with me right now. Christy, you there?
Hello. You've sent me on like a little goose chase. I feel like it's a treasure hunt, and guess what, Bodge? I have found my treasure at the end of the rainbow, and I'm pleased to say, Crystal, you look as hot as you do when I drive past you each and every morning. Do you know what the hell is going on right now?
Oh, not really. Morning, Bodge. How you going?
How you doing, Crystal?
Awesome, mate. Awesome.
I see you every day I drive home lately.
Oh, good, mate. Good. I hope you're waving to me.
I am.
You give him a bigger wave than he does for me, than you do for me, but I feel like you give me a little bit more in my big rig.
Definitely the patrol, mate. Definitely the big wave in the patrol, for sure.
Now, since we've been talking about it all morning, you've been copping it left, right and centre from people yelling at you. Do you feel like a star right now?
I do, honestly. It's not something I'm used to, but it's fantastic. I just want to say thank you to everyone. And also, thank you for everyone for just waving and obeying the cones and obeying the speeds in the zone. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, we do have to say that we've got messages and calls all morning from people that had seen you maybe a while ago and straight away they knew who we were talking about. And then we had old mate Ross give us a call because someone had tipped him off as well.
Big Ross.
Yeah, and he gave us a call and he said, he confirmed who you were, confirmed where you were going to be this morning to us, and then we sent Christy out frothing at the gills. We
knew she was gonna,
is she being overly creepy?
No, she's been all right, mate. Just stalking just a little bit.
What did you think when I got on the UHF? Because I scanned on the channel to find you, and I could hear you talking. What did you think when I'm like, hey, Crystal, it's Christy?
Yeah, I know, 101 stalker.
Oh, man. And this entire time I've been standing next to Crystal, she has not stopped smiling. Look, even the busies are beeping at us. Everyone loves Crystal. Now, can you clear one thing up for us, though, Crystal? There's two chicks working on the traffic control sticks at the moment. So apparently there's a code between you women when it comes to good-looking men driving past. So if there is, do you go, nice seat covers?
Nice seat covers, that'll work. Or Roger coming through in car number 3.
Yeah. I knew it. And do you know what? I've never been slowed down. No one's ever stopped me for a little bit longer.
Bodge drives a white beep beep Barina, so when he drives through, what code are you going to use there?
That's why we push you through, mate, the beep beep Barina. Come on, where's your big patrol?
My heart's broken now. I don't get paid as much as Christy does.
You're not as pretty, mate.
I'm just going to leave you be, Bodge, and I'm just going to hang out with Crystal for the rest of the day.
I think you should. But if you're driving through to Sovereign Hills and you're going past there, can you just hassle out Crystal all day and call out, hey, Crystal? Hassle out now.
It.
I'm happy.
Do it.
Yep, do it.
You're a coot. Game on.
And she'll give you a little hip sweat.
Game on.
All right. Well, you've made a lot of people very happy over the time that you've been doing that job. And, we finally got onto you.
Thank you, Bodge. I appreciate it, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, again, I'm not being creepy, but you are. You're
right.
Everyone's day, so thank you.
All right, Christy. Okay, steady on, Chief. Wake up.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Joe Exotic, let's talk about him very quickly. Joe Exotic in prison for 22 years. You'd think that his Tiger King 15 minutes of fame would be sort of starting to fizzle out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be wrong. The deal was finalised on April 30 for a 6-month partnership with streetwear brand O Dangerous while serving. I didn't think that you could do business transactions from prison.
No, someone else would be doing it on his behalf.
See, I don't know how you can do that. I don't think you can make money like that while you're in prison. I could be wrong. But they did a soft launch, this O Dangerous brand. They did a soft launch and immediately sold out of over $20,000 worth of clothing just from the soft launch alone. The full collection launched on the Wednesday after that, and sources have said that 7,000 items have been sold since. And with the people, they're lining up to see the new zoo, because obviously Joe doesn't run the zoo anymore.
No.
But it's been rebranded under Tiger King Zoo.
So everyone knows which zoo to go to, not the big cats.
Exactly.
One where Carol Baskin. Is that so?
Yeah,
with that,
bitch.
that merchandise that they've got, does that include their adult exotic range?
No, I don't know. Have you seen it?
I have seen some of the very tiger-looking.
I don't know.
Fun stuff that you take to the bedroom.
No, really.
Mm.
Oh my goodness! No, this is just jumpers and t-shirts and things. They're not even that good. There's a revenge face mask, and it just has a tiger breathing out fire. So that's very topical and trending, because obviously people have with the coronavirus and all that sort of stuff. But
they have sanitizer.
All sold out. No sanitizer. No 12-gauge shotguns.
Oh,
no,
what a shame.
There's nothing in there that you would expect, you know, nothing to start fires, to burn your own place down, footage and all that sort of stuff. So none of the stuff I expected to see in there.
Just the glitter jackets and maybe the G-strings that have got a nice fluffy mane in the right position.
A nice merkin attached to it. I thought at the very least, there would be like replicas of his wedding ring. Or something like that. Just something,
really?
Something sort of personal.
Nah. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
Well, who wants Joe Exotic's wedding ring?
Don't know.
You want it, don't you?
No, I don't want it, actually. No, I don't want it. Although, just saying, though, if it's, you know, decent, you know, just for a bit of replica, if it was a real one, I'd go, yeah, give us that. Do you remember Josh from Married at First Sight?
Yeah, where he auctioned it off for $18,000.
He auctioned it off. I said, I'll give you $100 for it. And he goes, oh, the bidding's going to start at $150. I'm like, it hasn't even started yet. And he goes, yeah.
What would you pay for Joe Exotic's wedding ring?
Not much. Not that much.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
Christy.
It feels like we've stepped back in time.
I've given you game show music. You wanted to do something.
Oh, I'm calling it isolation concentration, because your little brain's like a sponge and you're pretty good when it comes to trivia.
It's like a sieve at the moment.
and you know what? These sorts of things are fun that you can play along at home. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're isolating at home. Whatever it is, you can get involved in this as well. But I'm testing you, Bodge, right now.
Okay.
Five riddles. All righty.
Jeepers, that's a lot of riddles.
Let's play isolation, concentration. Number one, the more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Sorry, what?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
The piss.
No. Footsteps. Wrong. What is the coolest letter in the alphabet, Bodge?
Oh, I know this one.
Do you? Go on.
B for Bodge.
Why? Just because it's for B Bodge. For Bodge?
I'm giving that one a tick.
Well, you got it right, but it's B because it's surrounded by AC.
What?
B is surrounded by AC, so it's the coolest. Get it? Cool.
Oh, my God. Now I feel I'm embarrassed that I got that right. Oh. All right, let's go more.
Pay attention to this one. In a single-story house, there is a red chair. A red bed, a red computer, red flowers, red table, red carpet. Everywhere is red in colour. What colour is the staircase?
Well, there is no staircase because it's single. You said it was single story.
Oh, you pay attention, my friend.
Right.
Which month of the year has 28 days?
Which month of the year has 28 days?
Yeah.
Well, there's every one of them do, but only one of them ends at about 28. Sometimes 29.
So which month?
Every month.
Good boy.
I'm not an idiot. This is
it's a trick question.
Yeah, okay.
All right, last one. I go in hard. I come out soft.
It's Bodge. Bodge. It's Bodge.
I knew you'd have something stupid to say. I go in hard. I come out soft. You blow me hard. What am
Jeepers.
I?
Jeepers.
Family-friendly show
it's
right
still,
now.
It probably could still be...
Still Man. PG related? Come on, what is it?
Can you read it again? One more time. Hang on one sec. Wait. Go again. Let's turn the music off. I need to hear this without any distractions.
I go in hard. I come out soft.
Yeah.
You blow me hard.
Yeah.
What am I?
Going hard, come out soft.
And you blow me real hard.
All right. So it's something that gets hot, but is defrosted. So it goes in hard. Goes in hard. What goes in hard and then comes out soft? I want to say.
Come on, a quick game's a good game.
I want to say like a cheese in a microwave or something like that.
You're wrong. There's nothing to do with hotness. Bubblegum. You pop that bubblegum. You blow me hard.
No, that one's crap. I'm not going to give that one a pass. That's not even a riddle. That's terrible.
Thanks for playing Isolation Concentration this morning, Budge. I think you were thrown by the words that were used in that one.
A lot of sexual stuff, right?
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.